Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturalisch.
Absolutamente interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello and welcome to show 273 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Our topic today is, what is home? A question that has many interpretations and potential answers. Is the place in which we were born, or the place where we live now, our home? And is it actually a place at all? Home. Who would think that such a commonly used word could have so many connotations? As kids, we were told that home is the place where we are sheltered, secure, and happy. As simple as it can be, home is perhaps the place where we find the people who we love, our house, our school, our favorite ice cream shop. However, the older we grow and the more we explore the world, the more complicated the term home seems to become. For some people, home is connected to their family roots. At the same time, others find it hard to identify themselves with their country or region of origin. They've moved on and make their home in other corners of the world. Some people had to leave their home. Some may never even have had a real place to call home. In this show, we try to figure out where is our home, and more importantly, what is it? To find out the truth, we asked our guests what the word home means to them personally. Let us have a look what we will be listening to today. Our short teasers give you a quick glimpse of what the longer interviews are about. In our first category, Absolutely Displaced, Arina from Ukraine reports how she had to escape from her hometown, Kiev, after the war started in Ukraine 5 weeks ago.
Before the train, and he said, oh, we have an opportunity to go to the border. Do you want to join? And I said, yes. And I had actually 15 minutes to pack. I had my dog.
In our second category, Absolutely Belonging, Teresa shares with us how she found a new home where she truly belongs.
For the very first time, as I moved to Germany, this was like this feeling that you find something you actually wanted to find without ever looking for it, really.
In our last category, Absolutely Alien, Sebastian describes how he moved only a couple hundred kilometers from his home city and suddenly felt like a complete stranger.
But when I moved here the first time, I was feeling, really like a stranger because nothing was familiar for me.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Displaced, we listen to Arina. When the war started in Ukraine 5 weeks ago, Arina made a quick, hard, and brave decision to leave her beautiful hometown, the capital of Ukraine, Kiev. She literally only had 15 minutes to pack for her unpredictable 3,000-kilometer journey to Germany. Carlos asked Arina how it felt when she knew that she had to leave behind the comfort of her normal life in Ukraine and find a place of refuge abroad.
I got overwhelmed because, this was like my life and it was very usual to me. Work, friends, career, hobbies, and everything was in its place. But then, there are shootings and bombings, and a person, my neighbor, he just called me an hour before the train, and he said, oh, we have an opportunity to go to the border. Do you want to join? And I said, Yes, and I had actually like 15 minutes to pack. I had my dog. Half of my backpack was full of dog's food, like half of it, because I was thinking more about my dog actually than me. So I just took like one t-shirt, one pair of pants, and dog's food, documents, and I just left for the train.
Okay, and how was it for you to leave your job and your friends and everything?
So I've been living in Kyiv for more than 15 years, and I know where everything is, I know how everything goes, and it's just the feeling of being at like the place you need to be, at where you want to be. And I never thought that I actually will move from Ukraine, because I really like the culture, and the people are amazing. And this is a really nice country to live. And for me, it's like my home. You know that feeling when you just wake up, go for morning coffee with your dog to like nearest coffee shop, and then you just take your usual like route to work. Sun is shining, birds are singing. I don't know. Everything is good and everything is normally. Everything is in its place, and you just feel like at home, and you just go home, and we don't really appreciate those things in like normal life. And right now is when I'm not in my country, when I'm not in my city, in my apartment, in my like regular life, I just miss it a lot. And it feels so good to speak like your language in your country. And it's like a really bad feeling when you can't do this, when you are unable to do your regular things. You know, it's really important just to feel this connection with your city and to be at home.
So if you had the opportunity to come back to Ukraine now, would you do it?
I want to stay realistic, and I want to say that right now I think I can help from Germany. Like, I will find a job, like, and I can support my family and friends from here more than I can do this in Ukraine, because with jobs, like with food, there are like some troubles in Ukraine right now. And from here, I can do a better job. But just my heart belongs to Kyiv. And even when I was crossing a few borders to come here, I was thinking that I don't want to do this, and I just want to go back home, even if it's like not that good there. It's just my home, you know.
I think we can learn from Arina to appreciate and value the normality and regularity of our home, our native language, or knowing our way around our place, or whatever we mean by home. She had to leave her old home and made a new start in Germany, but her heart is obviously still in her country, Ukraine. The place that Arina is proud to call her home. In the second category, absolutely belonging, Shelby interviewed Teresa. Even though Teresa was born and spent most of her life in the Czech Republic, she apparently never felt fully at home there. The feeling that she was always looking for was a sense of belonging, and amazingly, she found it in a different country. In Germany, she finally found people who are always ready to help her and stand by her and who made her feel at home. So Teresa has started to make a distinction between her place of origin, the Czech Republic, and her actual home, Germany.
I came to Germany for the first time as I was almost 17, so actually still 16, and I did a student exchange in Bonn, and that was how I came to this area for the very first time. As I moved to Germany, this was like this feeling that you find something you actually wanted to find without ever looking for it, really. And this is what I found like kind of perfect for myself. And always as I went back to Prague, I was kind of missing it. I don't know if I can define what home is for me, but I think it's kind of a feeling that I belong.
Why do you think that like makes you have this sense of like belongingness?
I think that belongingness is not only connected to a city, it's rather more connected to people and culture. I think that it's the people that make the difference. And I always had a feeling that in Germany, people so much more take care about others, not just about themselves and their own family. I never had to really look for people who are being kind or really helpful to me and who are willing to help me. They always were there. And I kind of never experienced this in my home country. And that's why I maybe wouldn't call it a home country. It's rather a country of origin. And I think that this is what makes me feel that I belong here, because I always have the people I can rely on. That sounds a bit romantic or maybe even naive, but it's what I feel.
Do you think that everyone has that sense of, well, I was born here, so this should be my home?
Honestly, I don't think that it has anything to do with where I've been living longer, because I've been living in Germany for only 3 years, I can say, but still it feels much more like a home than any other country ever did to me. And I spoke to many students, especially, who weren't born in this area and who have to travel like for 3, 4, 5 hours to get to their home city. And many of them say, like, I'm going home for the weekend. But many of them also say, like, it's not home anymore. I'm home here, but I'm visiting my parents. And this is how it feels to me. So I wouldn't say that, firstly, I wouldn't say that it has anything to do with how long I'm here. And secondly, I even feel that I'm not alone with this feeling. And there are many people who actually don't recognize their place of origin as their home anymore, because just they found a place where they are more happy.
I can certainly relate to Teresa's view that home is not always connected to the place where we are born or where we spent most of our lifetime. Her understanding of home has a much deeper meaning that lies in the connections to the people she has met in her life. She differentiates between a place of origin and a true homeland, and calls upon everyone to find a place where they can truly be happy and comfortable. In our last category, absolutely alien, let us listen to Sebastian. He was born and raised in the north of Germany, where people allegedly go to their basements when they have to laugh so that the neighbors do not think they are not serious. In line with this German saying, the mentality of northern Germans is described as rather reserved and serious. In a way, this is just a joke. Perhaps you have similar stereotypes in your own country. But for Sebastian, there seems to be more than a bit of truth behind this. When he moved to Remagen, a small city in the Rhineland, he actually experienced a little bit of a culture shock within his own country.
Yes, originally I'm coming from the northern part of Germany. It's very different from the place where I'm living now, because in Germany, in the different regions, we have different culture. In the northern part, we are not speaking so much. We are more quiet, we are more calm. And we are also saying in Germany that we are going to the basement when northern Germans want to laugh. So it's different as the place where I'm living now. I moved to the western part of Germany in a small city. And there I'm studying now. And the people here in the area, they are talking a lot. They are open-minded and... they're different from me at the beginning.
You had a culture clash, is that right?
At the beginning, yes. I mean, I was here in the western part of Germany a lot of time for holidays, but when I moved here the first time, I was feeling really like a stranger, because nothing was familiar for me.
So was there a turning point, or do you still feel not as like your home?
There was a turning point, especially when I was meeting the international students who were living here in Remagen. And the internationals, when they're coming here, they're feeling like strangers, even more like me when I was moving here. And so I can go in this situation and I try to help them, to explain everything, And from this point on, I had also a flatmate from Georgia. And then I mentioned that I could explain all my knowledge, everything what I've learned from the culture here. And for me, I switched the position. At the beginning, my friends from this region were explaining me how the life is going on here, how the people are thinking. And if I'm meeting people here who are already living here since they're born, then you're not feeling on the same level with them, because they already know more than you. Now I'm in this situation and I'm explaining how the people here in the region are thinking, how the life is going on here. I could share my experience. And then there was this point when I could say, okay, I'm feeling home here.
We can learn a very important lesson here, that over time you can make any place your home, even if you feel like a complete stranger when you arrived. It is an interesting thought that by helping people who are even less familiar with a place, in Sebastian's case, his many international friends, you seem to change positions and turn into a local yourself, and that makes you feel more at home. Now, this could be an experiment for listeners who feel like a stranger somewhere out there in a new place. Find an even more inexperienced person, for example, a refugee, an international student, or a co-worker who has just moved to that place for a short project, and share your own insights of the place with them. Most probably, you will both call that place home after a short while. What about you? What does home mean to you? Is it your place of birth? A place where you feel comfortable? A circle of friends? Or just a beautiful memory? Tell us about how and where you experienced this feeling of belonging, of being truly at home. Please write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com, you can get more information about this show and previous episodes, and you can also leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know that we are also on iTunes and Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 6th of May. Until then, well, cherish your home. And if you have not found home yet, get up, start looking for it. And bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell. Absolutely intercultural.
Vollständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.